If you've got your Bibles tonight, I'm going to be in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter number 10. I'm probably going to read maybe a little bit more than I normally do here tonight. Numbers chapter 10. I'll begin reading at verse number 1. Numbers 10 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece thou shalt make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. And when you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. And when you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey, and they shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God. And ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before God. I am the Lord your God. He told them to build two trumpets out of solid silver. Now, this is not a, some people will think that this may be a shofar or a ram's horn. This was not what this was. They were built for function. They was not built for fashion. It was made for communication, not entertainment. We come to church and we want to be entertained. We want something to tickle our ears. This was not what he said, I want you to build. This is it's an instrument like you've never seen before. This was out of solid silver, out of one piece. It was to make a noise, is what its purpose was. To call. It called for the assembly of the people together. He said, I need you to be able to blow a trumpet to gather the people together, because when you have a message will do no good if nobody's there to hear it. Amen? There's a reason why we need to assemble ourselves together in church. If there's a message that goes forth and we're not there to hear it, the message will do us no good. God had a messenger. Moses was his name. He was to lead the children of Israel through the wilderness. God spoke to Moses, and Moses spoke to the children. But when he had a message to give to the children of Israel, he had a way, he had to have a means to get their attention, to say, I've got a message from the God Almighty that you need to hear. He would call on Aaron's sons, the two sons. Say, it's time to blow the trumpet. They will begin to blow. The people will begin to assemble. And the message would go forth. The trumpet was to be sounded whenever they was ready to break up the camp. It was time to break up the camp. That means they blew the trumpet to send the people out. He does not leave you without direction. He'll show you which way you need to go. You don't just go out there just willy-nilly and go any direction. No, he'll give you guidance and direction. When the trumpet would sound, it was time to break up camp and time to move. The Bible tells us that the spirits of the prophets are subject unto the prophets. When you feel like you need to move, you need to get up and move. Whenever you need to lift up your hands, you need to lift up your hands. When you need to give God praise, you need to give God praise. When He tells you you need to pray for somebody, you need to pray for somebody. When you hear the trumpet blow, when you hear the unction of the Holy Spirit say, you need to go there, you need to do that, you need to help that person out, you need to give them some encouragement, don't you dare sit on your hands. The trumpet was sounded for the assembling together for the message, for the breaking up of the camp. But also the trumpet was for the blowing of the horn to prepare for war. Get this. They would praise God with the blowing of the trumpet before they ever went into battle. I don't mean for this to be political tonight, but just stop worrying about all the politics. Israel is going to win. Israel's going to win. You can fight it all you want to fight it. You can be across the lines on the political spectrum of it and say that we got suckered into this war. No, we did not. You'll never find where God's people praising God will ever lose a war. As long as we got God on our side, we're going to come out victorious. Victory is ours. The trumpet was blown for the call together for celebration. The feast days, they blew their trumpet. Happy times, they blew the trumpet. In the good days, in the blessed days, they blew the trumpet. And when your sacrifices and your sins are covered under the blood for the atonement, they blew the trumpet. By the time we get all over into 2 Chronicles, you'll find out in chapter number 5, verse number 12, David had already gathered up all of the items and materials, you will, for the building of the temple, but because he had blood on his hands, God did not allow him to build the temple. Solomon stepped forward and he built the temple, a magnificent temple that his history records it. But they got into ready to do the dedication of the temple. And instead of blowing just two trumpets, you'll read there in verse number 12 that there was 120 priests that blew the trumpet. Whew, can you imagine? The trumpet is the loudest instrument that was ever ordained for worship. But now, preacher, I don't like loud music. I just, those drums and that, you know what we need? We need a trumpet player. You think you got problems now? Can you imagine 120 people, priests, blowing a trumpet. These were not instruments of music. These was an instrument to call. You'll find out that they begin to blow the trumpet to be able to sanctify and the temple of God there that Solomon built. You'll find out that the glory of God began to fill the place. As the praise of God went forth, the glory of God began to come in and begin to fill the place. And you'll read down there where you'll find out that the priest could not even stand to minister because of the glory of God was so heavy in that place. Their garments, if you will, got so heavy that they could not even stand to minister. I want you to get the picture with me. They was laying down, slain in the spirit. You say, well, that sounds like Old or New Testament. It's Old Testament too. I want you to look at something here. When Jesus, He died and He raised from the dead 40 days after He has eaten with the disciples, 40 days after He talked with them and taught them, He goes with them to the Mount of Ascension and He tells them, I want you to go to Jerusalem and to wait until you be endued with power from on high. He said there in the book of Acts, but ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. I want you to look what he says there in Acts chapter 1 and verse 15 as they was in Jerusalem there in the upper room. He said, in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. We get all over to Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. It said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there come a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them a cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Did you just realize what happened? How many was in the upper room? Did you catch that? 120 trumpets. God just found a new instrument. If the House of Prayer Church, Claremore, Oklahoma, would decide that I'm a trumpet and begin to praise God, begin to sound the signal, begin to tell the world I've got a message. You know what just happened here? God just found a new tabernacle. He just found a new dwelling place. Where do you get? 3,000 got saved in one day. He just took up residence is what he done. I don't know about you, but I'm going to blow my trumpet. I want to sound the alarm that Jesus is coming. I want to sound the alarm that Jesus still saves, that Jesus is still the answer. There's a lost and dying world out there that needs to know that there is a say. This church is going places. I don't know if you realize that or not, but I've got a vision that this church is, we're not sitting still. Somebody messaged me just this past, as a matter of fact, it's Brother Rick Carlton that was here. He said, I want to know your secret as to how you get the Holy Ghost atmosphere in your services. Whew. You're blowing your trumpets, what you're doing. But Brother Hubbard, I'm just a, you know, I'm more the quiet type. Bless your little heart. Can I remind you of what John the Revelator saw in the book of Revelations? He said, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. But it just gives me a headache. Well, you know what? Come on up here and we'll anoint you with oil and pray that devil away. I come to worship. I come, and if you don't like me getting loud, you might just well find you a dead church somewhere to go to. But I got a right to get excited. I ain't lost my mind. I just lost my sins. God's been good to me. I have something to praise Him for because He's God. Well, I just don't feel like it. I want you to find me one place in that Bible that tells me that you have to feel like it before you're obligated to praise Him. Your praise is not dependent upon how you feel. But Brother Hubbard, you don't realize what I'm going through. I'm going through a battle. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm weary. I've got problems. My car broke down. I lost my job. You know, my dog died. I mean, my tractor won't start. My bucket's got a hole in it. Well, bless your little heart. Praise the Lord. He woke me up. I've got breath in my lungs. I'm in my right mind. I've got a reason to praise Him. He's been good to me. And even if He hasn't been good to me, I've still got an obligation to praise Him anyway. That trumpet, we haven't heard the last of it yet. Jesus said there, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 30, it said, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power of great glory. And all shall see it, and He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51 says, and behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. And at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16 said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then with which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I want to blow my trumpet. You say, well, is that spiritual? Is that scriptural? Did you know what? The trumpet, the silver trumpets that He commanded Moses to build out of pure silver. Did you realize that silver is the metal of redemption? It is the metal. The price to be paid was the price for atonement was silver. I've been atoned, not by silver, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I have a right to blow my trumpet. I don't have a trumpet of silver. I don't have a trumpet of brass, but I've got a trumpet that is bloodstained. And I've got a right to sound the alarm that Jesus is coming and coming soon. If this church would get together. We may not have 120 here. Not yet. But if all of us that are here would pick up our instrument that God has given us and say, I'm going to praise the Lord and I'm going to worship and I'm going to sound the alarm. I've got a trumpet to blow. I've got a message to deliver. What would happen in this place? What would happen? There's something I want to leave you with tonight. If we would gather together and we would sound the alarm and blow our trumpets, there would not be enough seats in this building Sunday morning. We've got the call to sound the alarm. Church, we can do it. I want to see the house filled. I want to see sinners in the pews. I want this to be a church that is a life changer. Not just the church, but the power that's in the church. When they was in that upper room, gathered there together that day, I'm sure they had no doubt, no idea, that there would be 3,000 added to the church in one day. What could God do if we just blew the trumpet? I've done my best tonight. Maybe someone has a need. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's seek the Lord a while.